How to avert the narrative fallacy. I'll conclude by saying that our misunderstanding of the black swan can be largely attributed to our using System 1, i.e., narratives, and the sensational as well as the emotional, which imposes on us a wrong map of the likelihood of events. On a day-to-day basis, we're not introspective enough to realize that we understand what is going on a little less than warranted from a dispassionate observation of our experiences. We also tend to forget about the notion of black swans immediately after one occurs, since they're too abstract for us, focusing rather on the precise and vivid events that easily come to our minds. We do worry about black swans, just the wrong ones. Let me bring Mediocristan into this. In Mediocristan, narratives seem to work. The past is likely to yield to our inquisition. But not in Extremistan, where you don't have repetition, and where you need to remain suspicious of the sneaky past and avoid the easy and obvious narrative. Given that I have lived largely deprived of information, I've often felt that I inhabit a different planet than my peers, which can sometimes be extremely painful. It's like they have a virus controlling their brains that prevents them from seeing things going forward, the black swan around the corner. The way to avoid the ills of the narrative fallacy is to favor experimentation over storytelling, experience over history, and clinical knowledge over theories. Certainly, the newspaper cannot perform an experiment, but it can choose one report over another. There's plenty of empirical research to present and interpret from, as I'm doing in this book. Being empirical doesn't mean running a laboratory in one's basement. It's just a mindset that favors a certain class of knowledge over others. I don't forbid myself from using the word cause, but the causes I discuss are either bold speculations, presented as such, or the result of experiments, not stories. Another approach is to predict and keep a tally of the predictions. Finally, there may be a way to use a narrative, but for a good purpose. Only a diamond can cut a diamond. We can use our ability to convince with a story that conveys the right message, what storytellers seem to do. So far, we've discussed two internal mechanisms behind our blindness to black swans: the confirmation bias and the narrative fallacy. The next chapters will look into an external mechanism, a defect in the way we receive and interpret recorded events, and a defect in the way we act on them.